whatever the agenda may have been, it was all changed this weekend because of the shooting in Arizona, in Tucson, Arizona. We're joined now by the Takeaways Washington correspondent Todd Zwillick and Callie Crossley, host of the Callie Crossley Show on WGBH in Boston. Good morning to both of you.
Morning,
Celeste. Good
morning. Clearly, as I said, things are completely changed irrevocably because of what happened in Tucson, Arizona, and that's obviously going to propel not just a lot of the policy talk, but political talk as well. I wanted to play you a comment that President Obama made when he was talking about the shooting of Representative Gabrielle Giffords on Saturday.
So at this time, I ask all Americans to join me and Michelle in keeping all the victims and their families, including Gabby, in our thoughts and prayers. Those who have been injured, we are rooting for them. And I know Gabby is as tough as they come.
And President Obama has called for a moment of silence at 11 a.m. Eastern today to honor the victims of the shooting in Tucson. But Todd, exactly what has changed in terms of Washington's agenda or perhaps their politics because of what happened?
Well, first on the agenda, you're right. The president hosting a moment of silence on the White House lawn later this morning. The president's trip, he had a photo op sort of economy trip to Schenectady, New York, scheduled for tomorrow to a battery factory and a photo op canceled for now, postponed according to the White House. Now, the only big thing that was supposed to happen in Congress this week was the divisive and politically charged vote to repeal health reform on the House floor, also canceled by the Republican leadership. That's what we know for the week. Now, members are still asked to come to Washington for a Congress-wide or a House-wide security briefing. Unclear how many members will show up, but while they're in town, there's also talk of having some form of unity photo op. That's unclear at this point. Leadership is not settled on whether or not they're going to do that to at least show the public that people are unified. That's still unclear. That's the physical.
They can't agree to take a photo together?
Well, I don't know that it's they can't agree. It's that the planning is not done. It's under discussion. There's no indication that it's a fight of any kind. It's just these things have to be planned, and you know, the political planners have to do it, and they just haven't decided on that yet.
You make me sad, Todd. But let's talk a little bit more about these discussions over security. I think people are surprised about how little security a congressperson, man or woman, will travel with, and obviously that's going to be under discussion in the future. What other things involving security will they be talking about?
There is already Congressman Robert Brady, is senior Democrat on the House Administration Committee, says he will introduce a bill as soon as Congress reconvenes that would make it a federal crime to incite violence against a member of Congress. Right now, you're not allowed to publish, say, or threaten the president in any way. You could not publish a picture of the president with crosshairs over his face, for instance. This bill by Robert Brady would also extend those protections to members of Congress. In terms of security details, there's also talk of increasing those, but members of Congress push back over increased security. Security on Capitol Hill has increased a lot over recent years. When you look at 9/11 and attacks on Capitol Hill police officers in the late 90s that resulted in two officers dying, have increased firepower and security on Capitol Hill. Members are sensitive about that. They want to have security, but they want to be accessible to their constituents. They feel like it's really, really important for them. That could be a fight coming up as Congress struggles with whether or not there's an increased threat of violence right now. I don't think anybody really knows exactly what this incident is, but it's certainly under discussion.
Well, Callie, let me play for you this comment from Congressman Steny Hoyer. He was talking about the attack on Congressman Giffords in Arizona.
And so many outlets have the intent of inciting people to opposition, to anger, to thinking the other side is less than moral.
I mean, obviously, political campaigns implying that the other side is less than moral. Do you expect this is just a tempest in a teapot in terms of violent rhetoric? Is this all going to, this discussion about tamping down campaign speeches going to go away, or is this the possibility for real change?
I think there's a possibility for real change, and I have to say, even not so much because of what happened to the congresswoman, but what the deaths of that young girl and the federal judge really just broadens this out even further and makes people have to take a pause and look at what are we saying. One columnist I read described what we've been experiencing in the last year or so as a culture of hyperbole, where everything is so ratcheted up that there can be, I can't even use the word civil, there just can't be a discussion at a lower tone where people can disagree strongly without it going into language that's would allow people to incite.
You mean Rhino, you know, Republican in name only, the signing pledges,
kind of
that stuff. Yeah.
Or, you know, noting that we're going to take somebody to the firing line, you know, we're targeting folks. That
Second
kind
Amendment
of language.
Revenue.
Exactly. That's a context that really can certainly incite people who are not stable, but it doesn't do the rest of us any good either. I want to note, coming off of what Todd said, that the threats against the congresspersons, according to one report, have tripled during the last year. Now, I don't know what that means, but I have to say that I think some of this, as the sheriff of Pima County noted, really has to do with just there being this context of vitriol. And we've got to take it down, and I think this, in a very violent, graphic way, puts it out there for all of us.
At the same time, Kelly,
I just want to point one other thing out. For those people who say that words can't incite, this is the anniversary of the 1 year anniversary of the death of Phoebe Prince, the young teenager who committed suicide after being pelted with words. So context does make a difference.
Well, but at the same time, we have to be careful not to draw connections that we don't know yet whether he was incited by any specific rhetoric or not, or whether this is just a case of somebody who was unhinged and was going to make a violent act against someone.
Oh, you're absolutely right. I'm not drawing the line from him directly to this. I'm saying the context, though, is one. One of the most powerful studies that I've read about bullying is about the bystanders. So if we think of the rest of us, all of Americans sort of watching this go on and not saying enough, we're the bystanders. So we got to speak up as citizens of this country and say it's not acceptable for you to come across this way. It's just not acceptable. I don't want to hear it. We can disagree, but we don't have to disagree at that level.
Kelly Crossley is the host of the Kelly Crossley Show at WGBH in Boston, one of our partner stations, and Todd Zwillick is the Takeaways Washington correspondent. Thanks so much to both of you.